This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russian shelling killed 5 civilians and wounded 5 others in 2 East Ukrainian cities Saturday, the local governor said. The fighting has become increasingly fierce in the region, where authorities have urged residents to evacuate before a feared Russian offensive. Meanwhile, Ukrainians, many fleeing the port city of Odessa, arrived at Romania's Isatia border crossing Saturday night. International volunteers, including from the United States, were seen preparing food and offering drinks to the refugees, many of whom were mothers with children. A stream of European leaders are showing their support for Ukraine by traveling to the nation's capital for face-to-face meetings with President Volodymyr Zelensky. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson met with the president in Kyiv Saturday. The meeting is being described by officials as a show of solidarity with the Ukrainian people. At a news conference with President Zelensky, Johnson said sanctions will continue.
Together with our partners, we are going to ratchet up the economic pressure, and we will continue to intensify week by week the sanctions on Russia.
The unannounced visit comes a day after Johnson pledged another $130 million in high-grade military equipment to Ukraine. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer also met with President Zelensky before visiting the war-torn Ukrainian city of Bucha Saturday. Earlier, Nehammer had pledged that the European Union would continue to ratchet up sanctions against Russia until the war stops. Nehammer also said that Austrian embassy staff would return to Kyiv from Western Ukraine. The European Union has also returned its ambassador to Kyiv.